From the Sky News Centre at midnight, the Prime Minister and US President have agreed that the decision to try to rescue a British aid worker held hostage in Afghanistan was the right one. Earlier, the PM admitted Linda Norgrove may have died as a result of a botched attempt to free her. Foreign Secretary William Hague says she was a dedicated individual doing a job she loved.
The Prime Minister and I are utterly determined to do everything we possibly can to establish the full facts and to give Linda's parents a full account of the tragic circumstances in which their daughter died.
Dramatic audio recordings from London Underground's control room in the immediate aftermath of the 7/7 bombings have been played at the victims' inquest. The tapes start with controllers talking amongst themselves, believing the early reports of explosions were merely accidents. Students may face much higher tuition fees in future. A report into the funding of higher education published this morning is expected to recommend the cap on fees be increased or removed altogether. It's an issue that's causing arguments within the coalition government as the Lib Dems campaigned against fee rises during the election. Former Lib Dem MP Dr. Evan Harris predicts further friction.
I think many Lib Dem MPs will not support a proposal to raise the cap on tuition fees, even if accompanied by measures which are said to be more progressive in terms of repayment.
Mercedes say a decision to recall more than 22,000 cars in the UK is precautionary. The carmaker believes C and E class models made between June last year and February this year may have potential power steering problems. In sport, it could be a pivotal day in the future of Liverpool Football Club. A High Court hearing will hear from the case between Royal Bank of Scotland owners Tom Hicks and George Gillette. And Russell Brand has braved illness to attend the London premiere of his new film, Despicable Me, in Leicester Square. That's the latest. I'm Jeremy Kolchik.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
Hello, we're a permission to dance on BCFM 93.2. I'm James Simmons.
And I'm Josh Evans. We bring you an hour of the biggest and hottest tracks every Friday night.
We bring you the official dance top 5, weekly bios on artists, all the latest info about the scene, upcoming events, and much more.
Be sure to tune in every Friday night at 9.
Yeah, that's right, every Friday night at 9 p.m.
Hello, millions of loyal admirers all around the world. On tonight's programme, we have a session from Dusseldorf's Totenhosen. A really cute bunch of guys with funny names.
Hello and welcome. And this is the final hour of the John Peel Day on BCFM. Taking the controls this hour are...
Hello from Magda.
And hello from Michael. Our normal show on BCFM is the Polish show Radiowski, in English and in Polish. But for the first part of the final hour, we're going to take you westward, over the Polish border to Germany. And the first band we're going to cover is one of our particular favourites, and we're especially happy that John Peel gave the band a session back in June 1984. Who was it? Well, you got a little bit of a teaser just before, but we're going to let John have a say again.
Hello, millions of loyal admirers all around the world. On tonight's programme, we have a session from Dusseldorf's Totenhosen. A really cute bunch of guys with funny names. We're going to start with their chart biggie. Take it away, guys. We'll be right back.
that was the Totenhosen with Bis zum bitteren Ende.
Yeah, good pronounce, Michael. Well done.
Thank you. Well, the Totenhosen, like any colourful band, has stories about how they're formed. And here's one such story with no obvious supporting evidence as to its truthfulness.
Yes, that's correct. And, well, allegedly, Andreas Frege, known as Campino, who's the lead singer, together with his housemate Andreas Andy Moira, ordered a pizza from a local takeaway when they were students. And the pizza was delivered by Andreas von Holst, so another Andreas, known as Kudel, who was actually an acquaintance of Campino from a band called Zentralkomitee. And this unexpected meeting was good enough reason for a drinking and playing session. And before the sunrise, they decided to form a band, initially called the Three Andrews, which you think, okay, it's obvious. Although fortunately for the history, they were christened as Die Totenhosen. Campino rang his friend Trini Trimpop, who joined them as a drummer for a few years to later become the band's manager. The drum was passed from Trini to Wölfi, Wolfgang Rode, and ended up finally with Fum, Stephen George Ritchie, who's actually an Englishman. And shortly after it, after he joined, they were also joined by Michael Breitkopf, Britti, on guitar. And ever since then, they kept on playing and touring around the world, bis zum bitteren Ende.
Okay, and back to the session now. And the song, Spiel mir das Lied vom Tod. And that's followed by, straight away, by Es ist vorbei.
Back with our guest tonight, Totenhosen from Dusseldorf, and the title of this I have no intention at all of trying to pronounce, but it translates as Play Me the Song of Death. It is over.
Dear John, we finally made it to London, England and Europe. Yeah, it's true. We are the Dead Chosen! And we couldn't find the beach so far, but it has been a quite nice weekend, and we hope to see you at the latest at the European Cup final of the year 1985 with Liverpool against the River.
This is over.
and it wasn't vorbei for the Die Totenhosen. And if you're interested what Die Totenhosen means, literally means the dead trousers, as you heard them shout in the middle of that song. But some people seem to claim that it's literally, Tote Hose means really boring, so translated as the deadbeats. But we can't really find much of a corroborating evidence for that, can we?
No, but nevertheless.
But yes, as I said, it wasn't vorbei for the Totenhosen, because it wasn't that John Peel session wasn't the last thing they did. Coming up next is a first track from their 1988 Clockwork Orange inspired album Ein kleines bisschen Horrorshow, and the track is called Here Comes Alex, or Here Comes Alex.
In einer Welt, in der man nur noch lebt, damit man täglich Robotern geht, ist die größte Aufregung, die es noch gibt, das alarmliche Fernsehbild. Jeder Mensch lebt wie ein Uhrwerk, wie ein Computer programmiert. Es gibt keinen, der sich dagegen wehrt. Yeah.
Oh, I just love that song, and I love the Totenhosen. What about you, Michael? You're a fan as well?
Oh, absolutely. That's why we're covering them from this session onwards.
Definitely. Well, in the meantime, the Totenhosen in 1987, as the cover band, the Roten Rosen, they covered the German cover version of the infamous song Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini, what a long title, or in German Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Honolulu Strand Bikini.
Na, was gab's denn da zu sehen?
Es war der Itty-Titty-Witty Honolulu-Strand-Bikini. Er war schick und er war so modern. Der Itty-Titty-Witty Honolulu-Strand-Bikini. Ja, irgendwie ganz besonders den Herr.
1, 2, 3, na, was ist denn schon dabei?
Die Caballero Santo Cabana, die rannte mir immer zu hinterher. Da rief sie weg und verschreckt gleich ins Wasser.
Acht, neun, zehn, na, was gab's denn da zu sehen?
Es war der Itty-Bitty-Titty-Witty.
Okay, I think you get the idea for that song. And carrying on with the journey.
Yes, well, in 1997, we really got to see the delicate side of the band when a German girl, Rijke Lax...
Dutch girl,
Rijke Lax, died at their 1,000th concert at the Düsseldorfer Rheinstadion. In memoriam for her, they composed the following song, Alles ist eins.
Und
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
Yes, this is the final hour of the John Peel Day on BCFM 93.2 FM.
Mm-hmm. And so we're just playing a song showing sort of the sensitive side of the band after one of their fans died on the concert. But luckily for us all, the concerts by Die Toten Hosen mostly are fun, pure fun. And as I experienced it myself, they will go many miles to get to their fans. And for instance, a few years ago, I was in a rather smallish city. I don't want to call it towns. Let's call it smallish city in Poland, in Rzeszów, southeast of Poland. And they played in a small club called Akademia, gathering a huge crowd of fans, not only from Poland, but as far as Sweden and Norway, so people traveling to get to their gig. And it was, of course, amazing atmosphere. We were squashed in a really small club, but enjoying every single minute. Campino, the lead singer, and his band mesmerized us with their performance full of energy. And that's actually what was incredible about them, that constant eruption of keenness, spirit, fire, you know, you name it, it's all there. And a month later, they started their tour of Germany, playing to packed stadiums. And they stick to their roots. They simply play for their fans, no matter what the size. So that's what I really love about Die Toten Hosen.
And 2001 brought one of my favourite albums, Auswärtsspiel, Away Game, an album that I think could be, in my opinion, played for an entire show on its own.
We should do it sometime.
We should do. But here's one of my favourites. Steh auf, wenn du am Boden bist. Or stand up when you're on the floor.
Or when you're just down. So let's hear it.
Wenn du mit dir am Ende bist und du einfach nicht weiter willst, weil du dich nur noch fragst, warum und wozu und was dein Leben noch bringen soll. Halt durch, auch wenn du allein bist, halt durch. Schmeiß jetzt nicht alles hin, halt durch. Und irgendwann wirst du verstehen, dass es jedem einmal so geht. Und wenn ein Sturm dich in die Knie zwingt, halt dein Gesicht einfach gegen den Wind. Egal wie dunkel die Wolken über dir sind, sie werden irgendwann vorüberziehen. Steh auf, wenn du am Boden bist. Steh auf, auch wenn du unten liegst. Schon irgendwie weitergehen. Es ist schwer, seinen Weg nicht zu verlieren. Und bei den Regeln und Gesetzen hier ohne Verrat sein Leben zu führen. Man selber noch respektiert, auch wenn die Zeichen gerade alle gegen dich stehen und niemand auf dich wetten will. Du brauchst hier keinen irgendeinen Beweis zu bringen, es sei denn, es ist für dich selbst. Steh auf, wenn du am Boden bist. Schon irgendwie weitergehen. Nur keine Panik, so schlimm wird es nicht. Mehr als deinen Kopf reißt man dir nicht weg.
Steh auf, wenn du am Boden bist. Steh auf, auch wenn du unten liegst.
wir lieben euch Jungs. Okay, so that was Die Totenhosen, surprise, surprise. Because we're playing Die Totenhosen in the final hour of John Peel's Day. And that brings us back to today, and we have remade one of their earliest songs, Eisgekühlte Bummelunge, and for the film Hochzeitspolka, and the result is the song Zamrożona Wyborowa. I just love it.
Zamrożona Wyborowa, Wyborowa tak jak lód, i do tego pasztetowa, pasztetowej mamy w bród. I jemy zamrożoną szołonkową, tak jak lód. I do tego serdelową, serdelowa jest na głód. A potem zamrożona luksusowa, luksusowa tak jak lód. Lot mijani parówkowa, parówkowa, no i grób. A potem zamrożona wyborowa,
wyborowa,
wyborowa tak jak lód.
Lód.
I do tego pasztetowa, pasztetowej mamy wrót. I jemy zamrożoną szołonkową, szołonkową tak jak lód. I do tego serelową, serelowa jest na krok. Luksusowa tak jak lód,
lód.
Dla mnie parówkowa, parówkowa, no i grób. A potem zamrożona wyborowa, wyborowa tak jak lód. I do tego pasztetowa, pasztetowej mamy grób. Pijemy zamrożoną szołonkową, szołonkową tak jak lód. I do tego serelową, serelowa jest na krok.
That sounds like a drinking song. It is.
I'm sure John Peel would love it anyway. And if you want to find out more about the film Hochzeitspolka, tune into our usual show on Sunday at 6 p.m. Radiowski will give you more about that. What have we got else, Michael, coming up? So are we saying goodbye to Die Totenhosen for tonight?
We're saying goodbye to the Totenhosen. We've taken them from their John Peel session all the way up today. And now we're moving away from Dusseldorf. And we're heading across the land of Germany to Berlin, for two of the bands that John Peel featured in session. First up is the group Einstürzende Neubauten, or awkwardly translated as collapsing newly built buildings. The first track from them was featured in a 1983 session and is called Sehnsucht, or Longing. And this particular recording is from their 1981 album, Collapse.
Sehnsucht, kommt aus dem Chaos. Sehnsucht, Sehnsucht ist die Einzige Energie.
also from the same album, Steh auf Berlin, or translated as Wake Up Berlin. Awake yet, Bristol?
I'm sure they are. I am, definitely. Nice one, Michael. Nice one. Bit unpredictable, but hey, nice one. And okay, moving on. Nearly two decades later, John Peel featured the group Rechenzentrum, or Data Center, and this is from their session, and it's called Norden.
Thank you.
Community FM 93.2.
And that's all we've got from Germany for the moment, and we're going to move it back to the English-speaking world. And what we got next is a few sessions, or music from sessions, that we really enjoyed. I mean, the following tracks are—they're all album tracks, but they are exactly the same tunes that that were featured in the sessions
with John Peel.
Yep, and the first off we got here is David Bowie and the Great Suffragette City.
Total blam blam. She said she had to squeeze it, but she and then she all on me, on me, man, 'cause she can't afford the ticket back from Suffragette City. All on me, on me, man, 'cause you ain't got time to check it. No more Suffragette City. Was all right.
You're listening to the final hour of John Peel's Day on BCFM 93.2 FM, and a big chunk of our show was sort of, it was full of German-speaking bands featured in John Peel's sessions, and now we moved on to the English-speaking ones, and another track we've got is Elvis Costello and High Fidelity. Enjoy it.
Power.
That was Elvis Costello with High Fidelity, another artist featured in John Peel's sessions. And it's all about John Peel today, as we're doing the final hour of John Peel's day. And the good news is that all the podcasts available from today will be available on BCFM website from around midday. So don't forget to check our website on www.bcfm.org.uk.
And well, that was from Elvis Costello and High Fidelity to Bristol-born Robert Wyatt with the song more commonly associated with Elvis Costello, and that's Shipbuilding. This track wasn't featured in the session, but it came number two in a festive 50, so I'll give it a pass.
A new winter coat and shoes for the wife, and a bicycle on the boy's birthday. It's just a rumour that was spread around town by the women and children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding. Well, I the boy said, Dad, they're going to take me to task, but I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumour that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for saying that people get killed.
That was a great version of Shipbuilding, sung by Robert Wyatt. Well, I have to say, this is the coming when the final minutes of the final hour of the 15-hour John Peel Day Marathon on BCFM. And I've been listening to most of it while I've been sitting at my desk at work, and you've got 15 hours every hour is different.
Quality people.
Yes, so check out the podcasts tomorrow, well, today even. Yes.
Midday, yes.
On bcfm.org.uk. And next up, we've got another band that appeared in session, and this is Led Zeppelin.
And we like it as well, so that's useful.
And it's A Whole Lot of Love.
Okay. That was Led Zeppelin and A Whole Lot of Loving. One of the many, many bands that were featured in session. And John Peel.
Yeah, and a lot of bands that I was surprised when I was doing the research for this show. And here's one of the groups that you'd never ever thought would appear in session in John Peel.
Who is it?
Frankie Goes to Hollywood and Two Tribes.
The air attack warning sounds like this is the sound.
When hear the air attack warning, you and your family must take cover.
Yes, this is the end of the 15-hour marathon on John Peel Day on BCFM.
Oh, it was lovely, wasn't it?
Yes, we've had the Totenhosen.
Oh, yes, and we had some other German-speaking bands, like, for instance, the Anstürz and the Neubauten. And wait a second, I'm coming with another.
Zentrum.
Yes, well done, well done.
David Bowie, Elvis Costello, Robert Wyatt. Yes. And we're coming to the end of it all. And thank you very much for all organising it. Thank you very much to Tony Gosling. Thank you very much to Johnny in the other room, who's helped us with the technical side of the whole of it so far. And we're going to finish the whole night off with something special. This is a tribute from Mitch Benn to John Peel, and it's called A Minute's Noise for John.
Or maybe kill it then and play something else. Noise for John. I thought. Just play some other song.
What?
Play something else.
I don't have anything else.
Don't
you? Well, I think in the best tribute to John Peel that was at the end, we managed to not play the correct song. We managed to keep the microphones open, so
well, we kept it alive. Hello, let's look at this that way.
Yes,
so well, all the podcasts, also our podcasts from today, you can get on BCFM if you just type in bcfm.org.uk, and from midday today they'll be available. And we had some wonderful, wonderful podcasts with different people. We had Tony Gosling, we had DJ Spunk Gold, we had Lynette, we had Mark, we had Steve Satan as John Peel. So plenty of programs, plenty of people who took part in this special event, which was the John Peel's Day on BCFM.
Yeah, so thank you all for listening, and good night.
Bristol Community FM 93.2.
listening on BCFM 93.2 FM. It is your voice and it is your choice.
BCFM is the community radio station for Bristol and is here to give everybody in Bristol